The Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. We do have a quorum, so in terms of roll call, we're all set for a quorum. We'll approve the minutes. Representative Carlson, will you move the minutes?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Representative Carlson moves the minutes from the last meeting. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails, the minutes are adopted. We're going to move next to the supplemental calendar for the day, Saturday, May 15, 2010. There are three bills on the supplemental calendar. The first is Senate File 2629, that's a Swales bill, has to do with voting equipment grant funding provided, 20 minutes. Second of the three bills is Senate File 3379, that's Representative Eakin's bill. It's FEMA match money for 2010 spring floods, 60 minutes. Third and finally on the supplemental calendar is Senate File 2891, that's a Representative Mullery bill, Interstate Compact for Juveniles Adoption, 20 minutes. Any discussion? Discussion? Okay, seeing none, the motion is to adopt the supplemental calendar with those suggested time limits. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
Motion prevails. Members, we are in recess.
Call the Committee of Rules back to order. Members, we have two orders of business before us. I'm going to move the proposed supplemental calendar for Saturday, May 15th. It's Senate File 2909, a Thiessen bill, an act relating to human services making changes to State-County Results Accountability and Service Delivery Redesign Act. And we will give the bill 30 minutes for its time parameter. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
Nay.
Motion prevails. Members, the other order of business before us is, and I will move House File 3787 be recommended to pass. And being sent to the floor. Representative Jackson, welcome to the Rules Committee. I will move Amendment A102465. Representative Jackson, in the last half hour, I and many members of the committee were able to read through all of the technical changes in this corrections bill, so I don't believe there's much need to get into too much detail, but would you explain why you're before the Rules Committee today?
Well, yes, and thank you for moving it. And I actually would just stand for questions. I'm hoping that it is self-explanatory, especially since I don't have my reading glasses, but they are coming. And so,
all right. Any questions to the corrections bill and the amendment?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Silver.
The general procedure on this is that everyone has signed off on every section.
Right.
And of that, I assume that's continuing on this.
Representative Jackson.
Yes, Mr. Chair and Representative Solberg, that's correct. Everyone has signed off.
That's all we need to know.
Okay. Anybody in the public wish to testify for or against House File 3787? All right. I will then remove the amendment. All those in favor of the amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. I will then renew my motion that House File 3787 be recommended to pass as amended and sent to the House floor. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Members, this may be the last meeting of the Rules Committee during this session, so I want to thank our pages, want to thank our Committee Administrator Tom Dicklich and Patrick McCormick, and then Joan Harrison as well, who will no longer be with the Rules Committee. She'll be moving on to another section of the House staff, but I want to thank them all for their service, and especially Joan as well. So let's show them some appreciation. That being said, it's one of the last days of session, so I'm not going to adjourn. We're just going to move to recess. Hopefully I don't see any of you later in this room. We're in recess.